Welcome back to another episode of the Estonian Football Podcast. We are delighted to record our season preview for 2025, and we are joined by Martin Kaus. How are you, Martin?
I'm very well. I had a game yesterday as well, so we won. So I'm happy, I'm living a new life, a new chapter in my career. So I'm absolutely enjoying it, starting also a new journey with you guys. I think I'm very happy with it. I think there's definitely a bright future for us. So yeah, let's get it on.
You played yesterday or today?
Today.
Okay.
But you check
But
my scores.
you said yesterday.
I did? Okay, sorry.
That's right. I was just like, has time gone that quick? But obviously
mean,
not.
there is a time difference going on, but it's not
Yeah.
that
Nice one. All good.
Right, okay. So I suppose
we'll get straight into it. So the season starts in this Sunday today. Season starts on Friday. Are we all looking forward to it? Yes.
I think it will be exciting because I think for the first time there's a lot of question marks surrounding like pretty much every single team. Maybe not Levadia as much. That's why they're probably like the favorites among many, many people. But if you're talking about every other team, then there's basically places to strengthen, a lot of places to strengthen. But yeah, I think that's the beauty of Estonian football. Nothing is perfect. There's always room to grow. So it will be definitely an exciting season.
How different is it for you at the moment, do you feel? Obviously, you're not preparing for this. You've kind of jumped in to a league already in process. So how is it for you?
It's a little bit different, but I'm enjoying it. I have no pressure. I'm watching more Estonian games than I would have done if I would have played there myself, because for me it was always that if I'm participating then and I watched other games, then it's like too much football. Like it just felt that way for me. But now I can watch it because I'm not involved. There's no pressure, just for my entertainment and for this podcast as well, to give some insights to some teams.
Nice. Quickly recapping on last season. Obviously, we say for this year there's question marks for every team apart from Levadia. Levadia won the league by 15 points last year. Do we feel like it's going to be something very similar this year where they just like easily win it?
I reckon. I feel like, especially from the Super Cup, the first half of the Super Cup, they looked shit hot, Levadia. I just thought they looked so good. Like Cal U couldn't keep up with them in the first half. I don't know what happened in the second half, but yeah, I feel like yeah they'll dominate, and I think it would probably be a similar kind of thing, 15 odd points perhaps.
I agree that Levante has the least problems, but I think it's because their squad has remained the same as others. That's what you need actually in football, because from my experience and watching from the side, if you keep the squad the same, then the quality will drop. So they will definitely have new players, but they haven't changed a lot. And now Ajiri is back as well. We know how much of a beast he is. I don't know if it will be that much because it's always harder to retain the title. I mean, that's like spectators maybe always like questioning it. Like, is it actually true? But it is true. Like, it is actually true. It's always harder because opponents will be a little bit more maybe motivated to play against who they want to show that now that we are better, like we should be up there. So there's definitely ups and downs, but for sure Levante will be favorites.
Do you feel like Flora finishing in fourth place, which was their worst season in probably recent memory for me. Do you feel like them not having Europe and stuff, they could do a title challenge? Or for Flora this year, do you think it's out of reach?
Well, the squad depth is not that great. So I think with them being out of Europe, I think it maybe helps them a little bit. They can fully focus on the league. But listen, the coaches, even though there is not that experience, but he has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to actually playing football and maybe like relating to the players. And that's a big factor as well. But you know, we did our prediction, so we all three didn't really put Flora that high, but I think personally, Kyle by the Flora, they're quite similar, and they're just, for me, there's like small details that really like difference them.
Okay, so we've spoke about, so Livadia, we think going to win. You've just mentioned those three there being similar. I kind of agree. You know, we've gone through and done our predictions already, and I was kind of going through second, third, and fourth, and I couldn't really figure out what to put in that order. I think I went Pied. I can't remember, but I'm looking at them now, and I'm not sure. I feel like they're quite weak in midfield. I don't know what your take on that is.
I would say
Think.
that they are quite equal. However, why I put by the second is that they have a massive, like they have like a key factor that Kylio and the Flora don't have, and that's they always have a plan B to go to, which is their Gambia or whatever African country they will take players from, you know, because you know that no matter if they're playing well and the team is playing amazingly or they have problems. You know, in the summer, there will be two, three, maybe four players coming in. If one or two are not that good, then they will hit the jackpot with the third one or the fourth one. So that's why I put by the second, because I don't think they will like start dominating games for sure. I don't think so. But they have extra resources compared to Flora, compared to Kylo. And I think that's what eventually separates them, you know.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, because for me, Kalyu, they've kind of like, for me, with their transfers, is more like something Tottenham would do. Like, compare it to like English stuff. You know, with Tottenham, they just sign a load of players and then expects it to fit. I think that's seems like to me that's what Kalyu have done. Like, it's more for depth rather than quality. So I feel like they're gonna slip down more compared to last year. Whereas, as you say, with Pida, they've, the plan B with the Gambians, and they've got an insane strike force, which, compared to the other two teams, I think is might even rival Livadia for being the best in the league. That's what I think.
But I think the Super Cup final showed that yes, Livadia maybe don't have like a proper number nine right now, which is also like I think in my eyes is like the only problem. But the goals are coming from everywhere, so they are playing as a team. So again, I don't think that's a big like a negative factor when we talk about Livadia. But yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, we were saying the other day, wasn't it? You texted me saying, how many minutes do you think Robert Kearse is going to get this year? And I was kind of like, not many. But like you said, they don't have a number nine. So, he technically is a number nine, and he's shown he can do, what, 17, 18 goals, wasn't it, when he did it a few years back? So why not?
Because they got better players.
Yeah, he's always like an option for them, I don't know if, like, looking from the side, obviously I have no info, but I'm just speculating. I don't know if Kuro is, if he sees Kirses in like a perfect player in his team, you know. I don't see that. But listen, we are now pundits basically, you know. So now it's Kirses and other players' job to prove us wrong, you know. That's why I love now being on this side of the side of the screen, you know. We can talk about stuff, we can have actually absolutely no pressure, but at the end, you know, we Either prove us right or prove us wrong.
Hey, we once criticized Alex Tam and called him crap. And look at him now, right?
To do an apology to him. So, yeah. But moving on to, so again, talking about last year quickly, Nama United got relegated and they were pretty bad all season. Do we feel like this year, because Hallyu came up, do we feel like they're not going to be as bad?
You mean Harju now will not be as
Yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
I think their squad is weaker than before when they were in Premier League. They have definitely less experience. So I don't know, like I think they will struggle. But obviously the players that remained and now are playing again, they have now experience, they know what will they now face. So don't know how hard it is now. So it's like it's plus and minus, but I'm honestly, it's, you know, if I remember, if I start to think about the recent history, then a newly promoted side doing well in the first season, it's really highly unlikely. You know, Legion did it, but they had a massive like financial backing. You know, they had so many, I mean, the players they had like more experience than pretty much half the half of the other teams, you know, so it was like an exception. But I think Hollywood, I think they will struggle. But again, Kurasara is weaker, you know, other teams are weaker, so they will definitely, I think they will get more points, but it will be hard for them to stay up for sure.
Do you feel that, you know, you just mentioned Kurosawa weaker, Kalev are going to be weaker as well? Obviously, they've lost, well, they've given up a load of players. Vapras as well have, obviously, your former team, they've not really strengthened. They've lost some key players. Do you think it could be a relegation battle, or do you feel like maybe the battle might just be for that final, you know, ninth place?
That's a good question, you know. That's why we are here. You know, we are discussing about this. I think it will be, yeah, you're definitely right. It will be so difficult for every team because, as you said, all the teams that you mentioned, they all, in my eyes, are weaker than they were last season. But you know, I think I just like need this momentum. You know, I remember like when we had this amazing season with Vapros, we started well and we had this momentum and we got off the line. We had that little bit of a gap compared to the teams at the bottom half. So even though the games were difficult, you know, we had like no pressure, you know, because it's like, okay, if obviously we didn't think about losing, but deep down, you know, if we don't get a point against Levadia or if we don't win against Kalju, it's we are still, you know, we it's not like we're in a desperate situation that like we had like we were in like last season. So I think the start is key. I haven't checked this team's individual schedule, like who has the toughest start, but I think the one that gets off the line the best will probably like avoid when the season ends and you have this all this drama, you know, because that's what you want to avoid. You don't want to be there.
I think it was Vapras that starts with something like in their first five games, they've got Paide, Flora, Levadia, and Kalju or something. So they're gonna, I think it was Vapras. I could be wrong, but if it's one of the teams down the bottom. So that's gonna be, yeah, they're already gonna be in for chasing the rest, pretty much.
I mean that's not a good news for me. I watched yesterday was the season opener, this gala, and Vapros captain, you know, Magnus also said that the only team he maybe doesn't want to have against the, you know, in the cup is Narva, because who wants to travel that far? And eventually Vapros and Narva got each other, you know, so. Because I know how important cup is now this season for Vapors, you know, because that's like one of the biggest chances for them to get Europe. So yeah, I'm, you know, I but like it's not my only like X club, you know. I've also been to Narva and Levada, so I support every single teams that I've had. So it would definitely be an interesting season for me as well, you know, from the side, just checking, just looking. So
Do you feel like you can enjoy it more, I suppose, because you're not stressing out, I suppose, over, and I don't know if you did stress out, but you're not stressing out over certain things, you know, you just sit down, watch it, enjoy it, and
one of my friends asked me, like when I was watching the preseason games, Lapras' preseason games, and one of my friends texted me that, do you miss it? Like, do you want to be there? And I said to him that, listen, I enjoy watching it. I enjoy supporting my team, but I'm so happy that I can be somewhere else now. So I'm definitely not missing the playing, you know, there. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't speak specifically about Vipers, you know, I mean generally in the Estonian league. So but I think it me being or going away a little bit gives this, maybe I can get a little bit of this love back from for this for our league, you know, because I maybe start to appreciate it more when I'm away. I can understand what were the good things. So
Nice. Just to confirm, I did look. Vapra start with Kau-Yu, Flora, Levadia. So yeah, they're in for a.
well, to be fair, when we did the amazing season, then we first came, we had Levadia, we drew. And then didn't we have Kallio, which we drew again. And then we won against Kuressaare. So, I mean, it's doable. It's
It's
doable.
doable.
Why not?
If we move back to the top of the table, before we talk about, because we've spoke about bottom, we've kind of briefly spoke about the top, we actually spoke about teams we think might come in the middle, but like we've said Levadia are gonna be, you know, the favourites for the title. Do you feel the other three, I'm gonna specifically name Kau-Yu and Paide. Do you think they could be potential dark horses to win the title?
I don't think you can mention Kallio or Paide or even Flora as a dark horse because they're still like it's the top club, you know. I mean, that's like saying Arsenal or Chelsea is a dark horse of English Premier League. You know, they're still giants. So in
Arsenal are.
nah, come on, but that was disrespectful, you know. But it will definitely be a surprise. I mean, Kallio's biggest question mark for me is like, is the attack. I mean, they lost two key players. Ivanov was in, he played well in cup final. You could see that Andrea was quite pissed off with him, you know, several occasions. But yeah, it's just who has the best consistency throughout the season will be there.
Well, I'm going to go to teams like Narva and Temeca. So these are the teams that like always come, or like your mid-table teams. For them, what do you class as a successful season?
I know Narva's president well, and every single season, when I was there 3 years, and I'm sure before me or after me, he always comes into the dressing room, and he says his team's expectations for the season, which I like. I mean, that's how it should be, you know. You have like a proper, this is what we want to achieve, this is our goals, and we don't settle for less. I mean, that's perfect. And for Narva, he's always been like, I cannot confirm now after I left, but I'm sure he's the same. Was to finish top four. We always had top four. Eventually we were like eighth or seventh, you know, but I mean that was the ambition, was top four and obviously cup win. I think now if I'm Narva trans, then I would think if not this season, then when? You know. I mean, you will not get a weaker Flora ever, I think. You won't get, you know, Kallio, I think, has problems, as I said, with strikers and stuff. They will eventually sort it out, but if not, when? So I think Narva, I don't think that if they miss out on top four, it will be a disappointment. Obviously not. But I want to see them at least being there, you know, at least like fans would at least think about it. Or maybe they can actually reach it, you know. I think if that they're in that type of scenario or situation, I think it will be amazing for them. That's what I want to see.
Well, they've had a really good preseason, and
They always have they always have good preseasons. You know, when I was there, we won again. I remember first year we won against Levadia. We just beat everybody, and we start the season again, absolutely amazingly. Like honestly, everything clicks. But just I don't know, something just changes all of a sudden. So I hope I have actually like when we talked about Narva now then. For the first time in a long, long time, I have a feeling that it won't happen this season, because usually it's been the problem of why this downfall has started. And now, even though Kozłowski's style is not very common, you know, with long balls with Kurasara, I think that he finally is a coach who fully understands the league. He has so much experience, so I don't think that the dip will now come, or it will be that massive. You know, eventually every team has a dip during the season. That's normal. But I don't think Narva will drop off that much that they've had previous seasons.
Do you think they sign too many players though? Like every year, they rarely seem to keep like a group together for like 2 years or so. They like have people on like 1 year deals or whatever, and then they go, and then they bring in like a whole new team for the next year, and then it's like repeat, repeat, repeat. Do you reckon that's something that like causes them to not get the top four or top five?
Yeah, that is one factor. It's funny that they had like a preseason game recently, and I'm like in a group chat with a couple of players, and Kevin Ala is also there, and he sent me like a screenshot, or he put a screenshot in the group chat with Narva's lineup, and he had like I don't know seven foreigners or something, and then he asked like, "Is this legal? Like, can you can't start like this during actual game, you know?" So they definitely have too much right now, too many right now. But that's what Narva do, you know. They bring so many players in, and then they will just decide, you know. They will decide, do we actually need him or not? So I mean, that you know, it's one from one side, it's good, you know. They actually, it's a sign that they wanna build a squad. They wanna actually get better, you know. They're not afraid to take risks. But it can be a downfall because so many new players, maybe different cultures, you know, it takes time to adapt.
Do you think they're better than Temeca right now? Because Temeca have, they've signed one person, I think. They've lost Tamic, who's a big loss. But other than that, their team's like the same as last year. You know, they've got Koskor, they've got Adebayo, Pedmundsen, Arlen's a hell of a goalkeeper, I think. So do you feel like Temeca?
Tanimoro stayed as well.
Yeah, Tanimoro's there. So do you feel like Temeca are better than Narva at the moment or the other way around?
It's a good question. I think, as we spoke about Kalju, Vaida, and Thor, I think Tamek and Narva are quite equal. It will be interesting. I think Tamek's big plus is the two strikers, Pašar and Koskor. But if what happens if one of them or both of them get injured, I think that's the problem. I think Narva maybe as a team, they have a better team, you know. I think they have like goals coming from everywhere. I think Tameka might have just those two to rely on. But they're definitely like different dynamics. But yeah, I honestly like I will right now say Narva, but it's a little bit, you know, biased because I was there. But they are quite similar in my eyes.
Well, they both finished on 42 points last season, so
can't get more equal than that.
Yeah, and now one changed the coach and half the team, you know, so it's difficult to predict.
Yeah. Do you think so? Say from the outside looking in now, do you feel there's a team this year who you think like Yes, big things might happen.
I mean, honestly, define big things,
Let's just say above expectation. So let's just take Hajdu, for example. Their expectation would be to stay up. Let's just say them finishing fifth or sixth, something like that, perhaps.
Well, I think well, Kallios and also Paide's focus, I think, is one of the focuses is Europe. I don't like I think if they get Europe being placed eventually, I think this for me is exceeding expectations. I mean that's but if we talk about the teams from the middle of the table or below, then again a little bit biased maybe, but I would say Vapros, if we talk about cup, I think they can make something happen, because Prince is a born winner, he's won so many times, and cup game is just one game, I'm a little bit, happy, but a little bit sad that they drew Narva. Would have been easier to have a bit of it someone else, but but I think Vapros, they can. There are definitely a lot of question marks. I mean, I watched the games. There are some problems, but I think, yeah, if you talk about cup, specifically cup, then I think Vapors, they can make a good run.
So yeah, if they get a friendly draw in the semis, because they'd want the winner of the Kalev game, right? Kalev or FC Tallinn in the
Yeah,
semis.
but what if support wins against Levadia? Or
Well, then we want Zappoust. Actually, if Zappoust defeats Levadia, you want to avoid them because that seems like they'll be, yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, then everyone would be rooting for Zappoust as well, like. With like no pressure on them at all. That'd be brilliant. Imagine Zappoust in Europe. That'd be hilarious.
That's the beauty of cup, it's you want these things to happen. Like a little bit, you just want to experience them, really. Like you want to see them actually in action or happening.
It's true. So if we say a team who exceeds expectations, obviously we've gone with Vapras there. I'd go for like Temeke just because I feel like they've got a nice balanced team. I feel like they can not get top four, but I think they can really push it. Is there a team this year that we think is just gonna implode and just be absolutely terrible? If we're talking about either like Kuracer, maybe even Tolina Kalev being absolutely as bad as they were last year, or maybe even Flora, like not even getting top four. Like, is there a team that we think that cannot achieve this?
I think that if we take Flora, for example, I think their starting lineup is amazing. I think they have a great starting lineup. But there's so many players who have gotten older and they might be like injury prone now. They might struggle. So then they might drop off. But again, like it will only happen if Narva or Tammek or someone else is consistent the entire season, which none of the teams have actually managed to be, So that's why the top four is always the top four.
Do we think like there'll be a team that? So do we think like there could be a team where like a team doesn't like win as many games as we think, like Kuracer, Kalev, like could like the goal for these teams is to win 10 games, I'd say. Do we think they could like just win like two or three?
Well, I think Harju is in the easiest spot for us to prove us wrong,
Yeah.
and I again, like if we talk about Narva, like in a way that, like, if not this season, then when will you get top four? Then stay with Harju, If you want to stay up, then now is the chance, there's
Yeah.
so many teams that are not actually, they are struggling. So I think Harju is also in a, I think Nîmes United is maybe thinking like, why are they not in the league now? Because they will think maybe they have a good, they have hopes to stay up now. But Haru has the chance. So I think Haru for me, you know, they have the chance to exceed our expectation.
No, I agree. Yeah, especially with like, say, Kura, new coach. The source of goals is gone with Manalan. He's gone. And then Kalev as well, that overhaul of players. And yeah, definitely can see how you doing something anyway. If we move away from teams for a minute and talk about players, do you feel there's any, like breakout stars to look out for in 2025? As last year we had Patrick Crystal, of course, who's now in Germany, and other players who've gone abroad, like Tony Valiant has gone to Holland, and Yeppe's just gone as well to Slovakia, I want to say. Do you feel there's anyone this year to look out for?
That's a very good question. I mean, the first like instinct for me was Payo, but I don't think he can go abroad. You know, he has a multi-year deal with Thora, I think so. But I'm really rooting for him. I think he's been amazing in preseason. He got injured, so you know I don't have all the details, but he will likely miss the start of the season. You know, probably not even one game, maybe a couple of more. So. I think buy off for me. I really hope to see him break through, but that's up to him as well, you know. He's a really good boy, and if he steps up, then I think the world is open for him, honestly. He has so much talent.
It's funny actually, when he joined last season, we kind of said he kind of had that impact that Shapovalov had when he went to Kalev, just like that next level of quality to kind of, I suppose, push everyone else.
I mean, I think I would also want to mention Shuravlev from Narva. Like I remember, I was there training with playing with him, and he's good. But again, that's what I don't like about our media is that we only talk about players who play for top clubs. We had such an amazing team. We had Nikita Mihailov. We had Arseniy Kovalchuk. You know, none of the media spoke anything about him. Nothing. As soon as Mihailo went to Flora, he did exactly the same things. And I was so proud of him. He played well and he got so much attention, which he deserved. And Arseniy as well. Obviously, it wasn't top team, but Kalev was in European place. They were in that season, he was like in a top team. So all the media is praising. I mean, that's what you should do. You should focus on more about players who play in lower teams, but they're playing well. But that's the problem. In my eyes, about our media is that we don't give enough recognition. And again, going back to Shuravlev, it's not easy, you know, for him. There's so many foreigners coming. There's so much competition, and he had injury problems as well, I think. But the way he plays, I mean, he had a little. I can now say, I think, because he signed a new deal when he was still. When his future was still open, he didn't have a new deal. Then I tried maybe to take him to Vaprus. You know, I actually like tried to help him go somewhere. I really like him. But he eventually signed. So I hope really that he gets a lot of minutes, he gets a lot of playing time. And that's also his chance now this season to show himself.
Yeah, I think there's loads of talent in the lower teams. It's as you said, everyone highlights the big four of like the younger group of players, and then the other six clubs seem to get, there's talent in all of them. Like again, going back to Temeke as well, they've got Pedersen, who's a young midfielder who played like every game almost. I know Tamik's not. I know he's gone to Levadia now, but and he's like 22-ish, 20 maybe, yeah. But he was a good young player who was playing, getting minutes, and he's now got that move to the bigger team. So there's players out there who can play at a higher level who, as you say, probably don't get that recognition just because they are playing for a lesser club.
I mean, okay, we are not the English Premier League. There's like they have 20 teams. Obviously, there are so many players, but we have only 10 teams, and you have to play each other four times. You see so many of those players play. So there's not a reason for us not to talk about those players, you know. What's the point of only speaking about top four or five clubs? That for me, it makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, I agree. But that's why you've joined us. You give this.
Exactly. I'm here to protect
Yeah.
players from absolutely in every club.
We'll do a segment called The Bottom Six, where we just talk about the bottom six.
I mean, that
Go move on to signings. Are there any signings that you seem impressed with so far this season? Well, I suppose you can't say so far that it hasn't started, but you know what I mean. Like, is there one that's kind of come in that you're kind of like, yeah, that seems like a good signing?
I think you have to help me out with the name, but who was Levadia's left winger, the small guy?
Is it that Utu?
Yeah, I really like him. I really, really like him. But you can a little bit see that he's young. He's maybe decision making is not always the best. But I think, wow, I mean, if you play, especially if you play next to João Pedro, Ainsalu, all those players, you know, it's. I think he will shine. I'm really excited to see him, honestly.
It's funny because we were texting about him on the Super Cup and you said you didn't like him. So it was
Sent a text in. I was watching the telly and I thought, God, he looks ass. And then he got hauled off as soon as I. But then, there was like, there was bits in there. Like, I think at the start of the game, he did look really bright. But it's like what you're saying, like the decision making and stuff. It was, I suppose raw. But then we can kind of go and look at Promise David. When he first went to Cal U, people were saying, if he had a brain, he'd be a really good player. And look at him now. He's flying.
I honestly, I'm surprised. I was training with Kyle when Promise joined, and for me, like, immediately I realized, like, this guy's good. But he wasn't, when he was transferred, he wasn't there with the idea of playing for the first team. He was there as a prospect, you know. So I think, I don't know the details about the clauses and stuff, but if I remember correctly, then the first season was meant to be that he plays for second team anyway. But in training, I saw his quality, and I was thinking, like, bro, like, you should play first team, you know, like, what's going on? So now seeing him there, you can, you know, I'm happy, honestly. You know, I'm really, really happy, and I wanna, you know, get the chance to visit him one day, you know. So, but probably he's already changed clubs by then, you know. So.
He might be in like Barcelona or something, so you'd get to see him in sunny Spain.
Yeah. And
That'd
maybe
be
he
fun.
comes to, I don't know, AC Milan, you know, Rome. It's easier for me.
Yeah. Happy days. I forgot what I was gonna say, but like I don't really feel like many clubs have made great signings. Apart from
I would say the centre back for Narva Trans, the new Canadian guy.
Yeah.
What was his name? Campagna.
Christian Campagna, yeah.
Yeah, he seems good. Like, I mean, he scored two goals in one game. Okay, like, that was just one game, but you can see, like, him being. He has quality, you know. So, and Ryan as well, Lindsay. He was the guy that helped him get there. So, did a bit supporting him as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's also like Reinkort, Martin Miller, who went to Paide.
Yeah, like, on one hand, it's a little bit sad to see that. I want them to be
Yeah.
abroad. I want them to actually shine there. But obviously, seeing them in Estonia, it's still great.
Yeah, especially was it playing for like it's no disrespect to Paide, but it's like, come on. You can do better than that, but
By
it's
all
good use of
accounts,
Pied.
I did read that Reinkort was offered contracts abroad, but Paida gave him, the big picture, and that's what he liked, and that's why he signed for Paida.
Yeah, I mean, from my experience, that always, like, from the outside or from the side, it's easy to think, like, why would you make this type of decision? But there's always logic behind it. So I'm sure Rijkaard, Miller, they all have this actually normal reasoning why they chose Paida. But just we, from our perspective, we obviously, it's difficult for us to understand if they had a chance to continue their career somewhere else.
Did you play with Usta, Tanel Usta, the one who's
No,
joined Canav? No, you've just,
no, no.
yeah, you just missed him. Yeah, okay. He was, I think he's a good player. I think he can play a bit higher up than what he is.
He has a little bit of the same characteristics as Tom, because they're both like, they just have this tunnel vision and just jump into you, and they don't even look at the ball. They just want to fight you, like, in a footballing way, which is like, it's good as a striker. It's a good trait to have. So I think it's a little bit surprising, because I thought he will stay in Harju, because he was contracted there. I think he had a contract with Harju. So it was
Yeah.
surprising to see.
Yeah, and I actually like the it's a bit, I don't know what word I want to say, but like the Temeke centre back, Ogbunga, the one who played for Televic, I thought he was really good at Televic, because like that was kind of when we first started following Estonian football. So I suppose it's kind of a nostalgic thing, I suppose, to see him come back. But no, that's the one I like anyway. No.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but now so many years have gone past, so it's, yeah, we don't know what he can actually bring,
It's just nostalgia. It's what I love.
Bring, yeah, bring
That's
back
fair.
Televic.
Yeah, come on.
Who do we think is going to be the top goal scorer? Because with the league has lost Tam, Madelan, Fedechow left midway through last season. I think there's a few more players who were in the top goal scorers last year who have gone. So there's like a whole new region of goal scorers, so to speak, of who can step up.
That's a very good question. Maybe Nate can answer this.
Yeah, if Lepic was fit, Marc-Anders Lepic, I'd go Lepic, but I think he's missing the first few months, only until the summer, I believe, because he done his ACL, didn't he? So I'm gonna say, I think Robbie Sarma's due a big 20 goal a season.
Yeah,
Okay.
well, I think Sarma also takes penalties, I think, for Biden. I mean, I was thinking about all the strikers, and okay, we have Koskor and Basher, but there will probably be debates who will take the penalties and stuff, so they might, like, not get that many goals. I think it may sound a little bit weird, maybe not, but I would still say Sapinen. Because even, okay, Flora, I don't think they will finish high. Like, I don't think they will finish top two, or maybe even top three, but you know what you get with Sapinen. He delivers. If the others don't, he will. And I think he takes penalties as well. So again, that's again like a big plus.
Yeah, I was thinking Sapinen. Yeah, because
But
Flora don't really.
you can't copy just my answers. You have to.
If I had to go with someone else, I'm going with Bashir Tomeka. I think he bullies Koskor off of penalties.
You think he will score more than Koskor?
Yeah. I don't know.
But I think you forget that Basher gets a lot of red cards, stupid red cards, and he's offside so many times. So,
And Costco is.
actually, no, I'm gonna change that. I completely forgot about the Kalju striker, Guillaume. The what's his name? The Brazilian guy.
the guy who scored against Slovakia. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like him.
I mean, I
But
think we have to. Do we put money in between, or are we just gonna do like a normal like...
we can put money on it. We can do
Let,
some money. 10 euros. 10 euros in. And then
let's talk. Let's talk after podcast.
yes. I really like him, but obviously he doesn't have like Tam with. I've had a look at the stats. He like only scored in games that like Tam scored in, like last year. So I don't know whether that was like a momentum thing. I don't know how that works in football, but like when Tam didn't score, he never scored. So who knows? Like I might just be overthinking it. Okay, I'm going Basher.
My guy changed his opinions like two or three times.
Yeah,
Picked like
four different players.
Yeah, it's gonna go Basher.
Yeah, but going back to what you said there about people leaving, yeah, you're just Tam, Promise David, Cisse, Cookie Anze, the Nava striker, Felichel, yeah. So it's if you have the list of last year of who's still there, it would be Sergi Zenyov. But
That's actually not a bad shout, but I think like Senyov is also a player that he will highly likely get 10, 15 plus goals. I mean, he's just with his experience, he's always there in the right places. But I think now there's not enough of a team around him maybe to give him his chances. So I think he will struggle.
yeah, fair enough. I want to quickly mention this. I know it's completely off topic, but we've been talking about it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Who do you, for you, Martin, who do you think Flora's number one's going to be? Do you think it's going to be Grunwald or do you think it's going to be Kvilla?
I watched the, again, as I mentioned before, it was the season opener after Super Cup was this little ceremony where they announced all the cup pairs and they had interviews and stuff. And the reporters, they talked with Aiko Orogla, who is the Flora's goalkeeper coach. And he even said that it's still open. You know, there's, I don't remember all the names that all the goalkeepers there in the club. There's Grunwald, Lapa, somewhere else,
Kvilla, Robben.
Kivila, yeah. Like he said in the interview, one player played one game and then another one, so it's still open. So even if Aiko doesn't know, then how the heck can I say?
Right, who would you pick?
I mean, I don't know these guys that well. I wasn't that impressed with Kivila. Again, I think as a Wapros player last season, I was a little bit sad to see Oitnum didn't get any minutes for national team with under 10, 21. It was always Kivila, but I think he might have played so much better. So there's a little bit of a maybe favoritism towards him. So I think he will be the main guy.
Yeah,
Okay.
I think Kvilla will be the number one. I think they'll try to ship Grunwald out abroad. I think that's whoever's going to be the number one, the other one's going to go abroad in the summer.
It's
That's
interesting
fine.
because for the first time they can't really loan a goalkeeper to Kuressaare because they now have a number one, a solid number one. So
Yeah.
it's a problem for
Yeah.
Gudasera, you know. Okay, you have to play for second team then, but it's a bad division. You don't want to put your player there. So it's
Yeah.
interesting to see.
Yeah, and Kura says goalkeeper Karl Rommet Nom has more Estonian national team caps than Flora's goalkeepers. So
Yeah.
arguably he's
Yes.
better, right?
If we talk about that way, then he's miles better.
I think he is. I think he's a hell of a goalkeeper.
This
I
is
think
getting
he's I think he was unlucky with he got an injury when he was about to sign for another Polish team after he left that Sandecja team. And he was about to sign for another Polish team and he got injured. And so he couldn't sign for him. So that's how he ended up at Vimsi.
obviously. as a player, outfield player, it's really hard to actually imagine what's the life like as a goalkeeper, because there's only one place in the team. So like, I really want to believe he had another options to stay abroad, but like maybe it's that difficult for goalkeepers, you know, because there's literally one player who can play. Maybe you have like academy kid who is the second keeper for clubs abroad. Maybe there's just so much competition, you know.
Yeah, I wish I knew who the team was because they even did the whole tweet of his journey from like, who was he? It was at Telavic to Flora to the Polish team he was originally at to the new one, but then like they just went dead silent. So, yeah, maybe one day we'll.
Like Radomiak, might be wrong.
I can't remember who it was.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
I
find out
remember.
after this, but. It's not that important now, but like, yeah, it's I will find it. Yeah, so moving on then, who do we think is going to be the relegated team? Who do we think is going to be the champions? Who do we think is going to be top four?
Is our prediction table out before the podcast, or will it go after the podcast?
I'm gonna do that. So I'm hoping to release this early in the week, and then I'm going to release everything else maybe Wednesday, Thursday. So this would be before our little things that we did.
So you want us to reveal it before the audience can see it?
We can bleep
Then there's no point having it.
it
Then there's no point having this
out.
conversation.
It's true. Yeah, all
No,
right, cool.
but we're not. But we already talked about the predictions pretty much, and so I think like I put Harju again because, as I said, newly promoted side, highly likely to go down, and even more if you don't really reinforce your team. I think they've done better in a way that they didn't overthink it this time. They didn't go mad. They didn't just get many foreigners like the United did. They kept it simple, which could be actually a good thing because they now have good team. They know each other. They can play as a team, but their squad is still weaker in my opinion.
I think I said it as well more towards the end of last season with when Haiyu went down in 2023, it kind of felt like they were really giving it a go and teams were struggling to break them down. And but with Nomu United last season, it felt like there wasn't that kind of. I don't know. It just seemed like they just kind of rolled over straight from the get-go. And but see, it'd be interesting with Højlund, obviously a new head coach and what have you. But I hope I quite like him. I hope they do all right.
I agree with you. I think you didn't see how the United put their heart out there on the pitch. I think Harry did it, but you know that's it's not easy Liga, you know. It's but we talked about this. I talked about it with my friends when audio came up last time. That yes, they won the league. But they, if you look at the statistics, the amount of goals they conceded was massive. They won so many games in AC Liga, like maybe like 5-2 or 6-3 or something. That's already a sign. If you concede so, that many goals in AC Liga, it's a problem. It's a problem in Premier Liga for sure. And that's what happened.
Yeah, well, I think one of their first signings was a new goalkeeper, wasn't
Who is now back in the
Yeah,
the
Mkhitaryan's. Yeah,
who it was. Yeah,
So yeah, we'll see. I mean, I hope Kura go down just because I've said it every year they do it. They need to go down, and this year's the year. I'm convinced that it will happen. So. Yeah. I just struggle to. They're just like shit, like a shit house team. Like they always manage to like escape and like Yeah, and it just bugs me.
And
You know when you like, I don't know, because you being a player, I don't know, like when you played for like Narva and Vapras, when you played a certain team and when you lost to them, it just like hurt that bit more. Like when Kalev played Kyocera and then they lose, but they don't just lose. They lose like 3-0 or 4-1. It's like, why? Like we shouldn't be.
there's definitely a little bit of I don't think it's a secret, I can say. It's a little bit of a hatred, maybe even among players, in different other clubs towards Kyocera. But
Yeah.
I think it's not about the players. The players are actually are good people. They are a good team. But just all the structure around the club, the question marks around the club, that even for their home game, they're traveling, it's, I mean, all this aura or this vibe around the club, what makes it like maybe not as appealing to other people. But like my friend now is a sporting director there, and he's actually trying to do proper stuff now with the club, which I'm happy to see.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, I think it's moving in the right direction, but it's a long, long, long process.
Yeah. They're essentially a farm team, aren't they? Flora send their youngsters and Flora
Listen,
B, yeah.
it's not my words, but I'm just here,
Yeah. We'll say it. They're
but
Flora's B team.
yeah. But it's
Yeah.
fine. I've got nothing against him. I'd say I don't get your hatred for it.
I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's the idea of it, of all, not just, but that, I mean, that's the sad part. I think that you guys were, who don't live in Estonia, who are just watching it from the side, occasionally come and visit. If your opinion about Kyocera is like as a foreign club, that's already a sign that something's not right,
I think it's
So.
fine if they're like an Essa Liga club, but I feel like because they're a Premium Liga club, they should do it themselves. That's the whole point of being a top division club. You're the best of the rest. You're here to compete and all that stuff. So when you see like every year when Soccernet put their transfers up and it's just like a list this long, and it just says Flora, 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 Flora. It's just like, well, what's the point? Like, if they're an Essa Liga club and we're developing them and all that stuff, fine. Like, if you're gonna send players to develop, if Flora are gonna do that, send them to Vapras, Kalev, Hajduk, teams that are actually doing it on their own back and stuff. That's me.
I agree with you, and it's I've spoken to a couple of Narva players, young kids, who tried to reached out to me and tried to use my help to get like another club in Estonia to go on loan. But it's so hard to give them the opportunity because I don't remember the last time another Estonian club brought a player on loan from Narva. It's
Yeah.
For, and as you said, for a player, it's so easy. It's so easy. Just go to Kyocera, in our example. You play Premium Liga, you're close to home, you're pretty much the same stadium, just 200 meters next to them, training facilities is the same. For other players, it's difficult, for me, but I went to the other side of country, I have to, there's no chance. But obviously, Flora so far have had this kind of a luxury to do this kind of thing.
Yeah. But then that's the I could talk about Chris and get angry about him for hours, but it's not worth it. It's what's
But
been said has been.
I want to say a little bit positive about the players in Kyocera as well, because I know there are
Yeah.
a lot of other players who they don't get paid. They don't get paid. We are on the side, just maybe hating them a little bit, or like I'm talking about like a neutral fan or whatever. But they're actually working. They are giving their all just to play football because they love it. Or maybe like as a hope, hopefully one day to get a contract with decent money. So I
Yeah.
mean, you have to have this massive inner confidence, or in not confidence, but like belief that okay, that's my time will come, you know. And I want to say that I don't think many players will agree to play without money, you know. And listen, respect to those who can say yes to this kind of offer.
And to survive every year as well. Let's say, because there's no motivating factor, is there, essentially?
Well, the motivating factor is that there is a chance if you play well that you can get a chance in Flora. I mean, that's always there, but yeah, it's not easy, of course.
Yeah, I think a good example for that was when Manolan was there for like 4 years. Played really well, but he just kept going back there, and it was just like,
Yeah,
so.
I was surprised. I don't speak to many of them that often, or maybe back in the day we spoke a little bit more, but I was always so in awe, like why if I would be Flora's like sporting director, I would see Manilan scoring banging goals week in, week out for Kuressaare, like come, I would obviously bring him in, but there has to be some misunderstanding or some problem, you know. It's for me, I'm also very surprised about it.
But he's in Gibraltar now, so
And hopefully he's enjoying there, you know, he's scoring goals. I'm happy to see he's doing well.
not doing too bad.
I think we've kind of talked about, we've talked about, well, what we think is going to happen in players and whatever. I think we've pretty much summed up 2025 already.
So we are in all agreement that Levadia will win, and we have absolutely no idea what will happen next.
Literally that. And then there's going to be a massive bet on who's going to be the top goal scorer.
Yeah, when we switch off the cameras, then let's talk.
But just if people have hung on till the very end, as always, we will be doing fantasy football, which is what we always do. So we'll, when they finally go live with it, we'll sort that out. And we're also planning on doing this once a month and talking once a month.
I've actually never joined in with the Estonia Fantasy. So again, my first time, you know, I'm not involved anymore.
We
So
do somewhere. We do a prize. I've got a trophy somewhere because someone sent it back because of fucking customs. So, I've got a little trophy somewhere. I don't know where I put it, but
gonna be hard this year because we always put you in as like default. Obviously, you're not there anymore. So now I've actually got to think about who one of my defenders are gonna be. So it's like.
I don't think I brought you a lot of points, you know, because I do stuff that doesn't bring points, you know. I
And
don't
yeah, the year where Vapras did really well, you were like a guaranteed starter in the lineup because you were getting like the clean sheet points and all that stuff. So yeah, think like a lot of people had you that year.
I got a trophy somewhere, but I don't know where it is. But we give trophies out anyway, so happy days. But yeah, I think that's it. Unless anyone wants to add anything else.
No, I think I just want to say that it will be an amazing season. It will be a very interesting one for sure. And listen, we all love football. Let's hope for a lot of more fans this season on the stadiums. That's what we all want. I think we want this atmosphere. So just I want to see it already. You know, I want the league to start.
Yeah, I agree. I think other than Lavadia winning the league, the rest of it's going to be like open. So it's going to be like the most, I feel like it's going to be the most competitive, most exciting. That should draw the fans in and all that stuff. So yeah, I'm with you. I'm next Friday can't come quick enough. I'm like
Yeah.
proper like shaking like for it to
Yeah,
start.
Honestly hope that the weather will be good, but there will not be any problems with it, that we can actually every game that is scheduled will actually happen and not get postponed. You know, I hate when this happens. You know, it's not for good players and not good for the fans. Let's hope for it not to happen.
Yes. Yeah, hopefully, but shall
But we all know what will happen because it's
Yeah,
Estonia.
your climate. Yeah. Okay, right. So thanks for coming on, Martin. It's been nice chat. It's nice to do a relaxed kind of talk instead of a structured interview every now and again. It's nice. Hopefully everyone else enjoys it and enjoys
More
the
to come. Yeah.
yeah.
See you in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nice one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for listening.